Today we're going to talk about 6 ways to avoid knee pain in yoga. Hi, I'm Melissa with Yoga with Melissa, and this is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings to allow you to connect with your true self and a community of people that are committed to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. Today we are talking about 6 ways to avoid knee pain. So the number one way to avoid knee pain is to build strength around your knee joint, specifically to have strong legs. And there are a great number of yoga poses that help you to have strong legs. Poses like chair pose, the warrior poses, and goddess victory squat. The number two way to avoid knee pain is to improve your range of motion, specifically in your hip joints, because then it doesn't go down to the next nearest joint, which is your knee joint. So range of motion, flexibility in your hip joint. And again, yoga gives you a lot of poses that are great for hip flexibility, like Eye of the Needle is a really good pose for that and is a good one even if you are already experiencing knee pain. If you're new here, we would love you to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a single one of these videos. We put out a new video like this every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up and let me know what you like about it in the comments. The number three way to avoid pain in your knees in yoga is to improve your bone density. A little bit of stress on your bones is a good thing, and yoga is great at that too, compared to some other physical activities like running. And so I've got my points here. Yoga is great for building bone density in a gentle way. It can create an extra load or weight that creates more tension from the tendons pulling on the bones. The more tension, the more new bone your body will make. Yoga, as you will know from our classes on flexibility, has a lot of flexibility training, which recent research has shown on bone density shows that it also stimulates new bone growth. Number four, listen to your body. If you're tired, don't push through and keep training and push through pain, because that's just going to cause more pain in your body. So yoga is another great activity for this because we have loads of restorative classes. In fact, I'm going to link to 15 restorative classes from our membership community in the show notes. Before I give you number 5 and 6, I'm also going to tell you about 2 other links that I have in our show notes. Number 1 is a yoga class, number 119, Yoga with Melissa number 119 on lining up hips, knees, ankles, and feet. And this is a great class for your knees if you have knee issues. So I highly recommend that. And number 2 is that in our membership community, we have 7 yoga classes specifically for knees. And I'll link to the playlist for that in our membership community. We have a short class for knees. We have a long class for knees. We have an arthritis class for knees. We have a yoga for runners class that focuses a lot on knees, as well as other classes that are fabulous for knees. So if you're a member already, then I'll leave the link for the community playlist for that in the show notes. And if you'd like to become a member, there'll be a link for that in the playlist as well. So let's get back to our top 6 reasons. Number 5, stay hydrated. Staying hydrated helps to keep the muscle performing at its best. So it allows your muscle to contract properly. If you're not hydrated, your muscle won't contract properly. You'll experience more pain when you're doing physical exercise. So stay hydrated. It will put you at way less risk for pain and injury. And I'll also link in our show notes to a couple of videos that I've done on staying hydrated during yoga and also hydrating waters for your doshas. Number 6, stay within a good weight for your body frame. And when I say that, I'm going to link to the body mass index that you can record that you can calculate for your own body. And I'm not saying that you need to be like the unrealistic body images that they have in magazines. That's not what I'm saying at all. But when you put too much weight on your frame, the frame can't handle it. Your body frame can't handle it, and it puts too much weight on the frame, and then it does cause pain in your knees. So check out the body mass index, see where you fall in that, and if it's a little too much on the heavy side, then you know that maybe you need to lose a little bit of weight, and that can help to reduce the pain in your knees as well. So that's it for me. Those are my top six tips for reducing pain in your knees. Let me know which one was most valuable to you in the comments. If you liked the video, give the video a thumbs up. If you have a tip that I didn't include, please let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for watching, and subscribe, turn on notifications, and I will see you next Wednesday.